Matt Staunch and people like that.
Please do stay tuned for the latest news of this as soon as we get to
it. He says there could be some sort of split in the cabinet.
Exactly with Ireland.
One thing everybody seems to be forgetting is that the team isn't a one-man show.
And here's Roy Keane! Keane!
What makes him a great player on the pitch makes him a pain in the ass off it.
Roy Keane is not going home.
People are one side or another.
Roy Keane's done nothing wrong.
I feel he's let down his country.
He can't be replaced.
He got us to the World Cup.
You're unmanageable.
No, it's you that can manage. That's the problem.
I think it's okay.
You're a bad joke.
He's the best player we have.
Earthquake shook the nation.
I don't think we're done.
You never tell me when we're done. I'm just getting started.
Yeah, there you go, dramatic stuff. That is the teaser trailer for the Steve Coogan movie of Saipan, which premiered in London last night. I kid you not, premiered in London last night. The premiere of Saipan in a Hardwick stars as Roy Keane. Steve Coogan stars as Mick McCarthy. And it takes us back to 2002 and those tumultuous few days in Saipan. 12,000 kilometres away from the shores of Ireland, where it all went horribly wrong before the 2002 World Cup. At least we were at a World Cup, is my thoughts this morning when looking at that. And the review, it's meant to be a very good movie, by the way, as well. Well, tonight, the latest installment of the Republic of Ireland football team play Armenia in really what is a do or die fixture. So how are the fans feeling about this? We've got one keen Ireland fan on the line, Jimmy Adams. Jimmy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning.
I know he walked away, Jimmy, but like, what will we do for a Roy Keane tonight?
Well, you know, we could do with a Roy Keane. And you know what? I'm looking forward to seeing that movie. And you know what? Being a Leeds United fan ourselves, our motto is marching on together. I don't think that Irish team are going to march on together tonight, Jerry. To be honest with you, tonight, that'll be a tough game against Armenia, because Armenia, on Saturday, they found it tough against Hungary. They won. They were beaten 2-0. And to be honest with you, they're saying that we're playing tonight for pride. Look, I expect Ireland tonight. Ireland want to win tonight at least 3-0, to be honest with you. And as for Hemer Henderson, he's still coming out with saying that Ireland still have a chance to get to the World Cup. In fairness, Jerry, can you see Ireland beating Portugal at home and then beating Hungary away? Okay, and tonight will be a struggle, I suppose, if we can get to the qualifiers.
Yes, you know? To get to the playoffs, depending who we meet in the playoffs, then to get to a World Cup after that.
And you know, Jerry, I was listening to another program there. I listen to a lot of sports and that, basketball. And they were saying there last week, Ireland's next important game qualifier, or say Europeans, would be 3 years down the line. Imagine 3 years after this World Cup.
3 years.
There's a whole generation of young people who never see Ireland play in the Euros or in the World Cup. It's crazy stuff. Stuff, you know.
Tonight, Jimmy, is do or die, though. It is do or die if we have to have any hope. Because if we manage to win tonight, Hungary lose in Portugal, then we enter November tied for a second spot. But then, as you said, we've those two huge things of beating Portugal at home and beating Hungary away. And that only gets you second place into a playoff. And like the way we were outplayed by Armenia and Yerevan, although Saturday night would give you hope, wouldn't it? And that's what Seamus Coleman has said. He said, look, we have to stop doing this. We have to stop putting in heroic performances against the top teams and then losing to the Armenians of the world if we are going to progress as a nation.
Well, he's right there. If you, Jerry, look, 10 years ago this month, Shane Long scored a goal against Germany. Do you remember that?
What a day. What a night that was. What a goal that was.
Night. So this Irish team are capable of pulling a result out of the bag like that. Now, tonight, you expect them to win. Like, we hope. Are they going to do that against Portugal at home? Hungary away? I don't know. If you look at the team, like, how many of the Irish team are playing in the Premiership? Like Kelleher is a world-class player, goalkeeper. You saw what he did the other night. Ferguson is the future of Irish football. He's still very young. He's only 20 years of age. I think Nathan Collins, he's playing Premiership, but he's playing bad for Ireland. He's not playing great. You know, he's not... It's, you look at Colin O'Shea, Manning. The match the other night, right? There was, Ireland had 44% possession the other night, but how often do we see them attack, go up the field? I think we saw Manning one time go down the wing. It was constantly defending the whole night.
Yeah.
And I can understand Portugal. Look at all the Champions League players they have. And Schifaldo's... Oh, not Faldo. Golf. Ronaldo. Look, he's still playing and he looks like he's past his...
His best.
But the manager is delusional. Look, you mentioned Roy Keane earlier there. Like, I think a great combination of ever happened with Damien Duff. Look what he has done with Shelburne. Could Roy Keane be asked to come back? A combination. I think they'd have great heart. Roy Keane has played in has managed Sunderland, and Damien Duff, you know, has won Premiership League medals with Chelsea, and look, we know what Roy Keane, Man United. He's controversial, but it'll bring back a bit of buzz to the Irish football team. And
we need
I don't know. Look, tonight is about restoring a bit of pride. I think Ireland to win tonight 3-0 anyway.
But
I hope.
Jimmy, hopefully to God that happens. And there's a wider discussion that we need to have about, you know, funding and training and coaches and quality players coming through. Not for today, but tonight. We'll say fingers crossed. Jimmy, thanks a million for giving us your view as an Irish fan and what you hope to see.
Marching on together, Jerry.
Marching on together is right. Great stuff, Jimmy. Thanks a million. Jimmy Adams there, Republic of Ireland fan and Leeds United fan. Almost more importantly, a Leeds United fan.